From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango. President Peter, VK4SIR, reminds members to note the swapping of days for business and social meetings. The next business meeting will be Monday the 11th of January at 19:30 hours, with the next social meeting Monday the 23rd of January at the same time. There's no digital group meeting for January. They kick off again 1st of February, also at 19:30 hours. And Ipswich Wison has a big year planned to support several marathon events with communications. The first will be the Pinnacles Classic on Sunday the 21st of February. Before that, on Saturday the 13th of February, between 10 and 1400 hours, members can check out a Wison event and display at the clubhouse. Various operators will set up and demonstrate portables and base stations with portable masts, antennas and a whole lot more. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Sometimes serendipity occurs, and not only does something happen at the right time, and it also says what you would like to have said. Today was just such a day when I read a post that at least two other amateurs thought worthy of sharing. In the words of Dick, Victor Echo 1, Alpha India, I'm an engineer. I understand the technology, but when I sit down at my radio and put those headphones on, I'm in a world with no war, no politics, nothing but friends. And it's that magic of what I built and what they built that enables us to talk. I would suspect that it comes from the same era as the Amateur's Code, and it encapsulates the ethos of our hobby. Amateurs are nothing but friends. This is really something to think about at the start of another year, and to seek to refine our thoughts and practices for the best outcomes. The week that people discuss their New Year's resolutions has passed, and now is the time we consolidate our choices for the months ahead. One of the issues that we personally and collectively have to deal with is discussions of things that matter. It may be the preference of operating modes, whether we should run a club station and a contest, or are open line feeders better than coaxial cable. The subjects are as varied as you like. Now, I did say discussion. And I think we've all fallen foul of the person or clique that likes to justify themselves by belittling those with whom they disagree. The subject may be quite uncontentious in itself, but the reaction is disproportionate. In politeness, we may suffer the first couple of outbursts, but there comes a time when further interactions are futile and just time-wasting. How much more beneficial to all concerned if we got on with dealing with our friends. Of course, this is a form of bullying, and this behaviour is not tolerated at schools, in workplaces, and in public. Realistically, we should not tolerate bullying in our private lives, and definitely not in our clubs. The self-absorbed bully being ignored is a form of punishment. The narcissistic personality flourishes on being acknowledged, as that feeds their sense of self-importance. If we have to stop personal interactions and even suspend or expel some from our club, it is the best remedy to a totally unacceptable behaviour. We don't have to be sitting at the rig for this sense of friendship to exist, but that is perhaps the pinnacle. We don't have to be concentrating on the signal we are copying to escape the bad things of life, but having friends gives us comfort. We don't have to exclude the world to dismiss the trivia of politics to engage with real friends. I believe we need to behave with respect to others, and those that disrespect us, we ignore. I believe we can share ideas and discuss differences and still differ, but hold the others in our esteem. I believe we could all contribute to a better life in amateur radio, this year, by practicing mutual respect and disregarding those that try to provoke us. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Peter, VK4YAC. In the Brisbane area, it's heard every Sunday following the national news on VK4RMC Mount Cutha on 146.650 MHz.
Hello, Graham, VK4BB here. We've got the social scene for 2021. Now, due to the ongoing COVID-19 situation, please check these events direct for up-to-date status information. It's the TARC Australia Day Long Week Family Radio Camp, Thursday afternoon 21 to Tuesday afternoon 26 of January at the Girl Guides Association of Queensland Campsite and Training Centre Bluewater. Want to sit for an exam for an amateur radio operator's licence here in VK4? If you are wishing to sit exams and or upgrades, then these can be organised by the Secretary of the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. The next examination, Saturday, January 23. The deadline to advise them will be January 15. Oh, and the club rooms are at 85 Godfrey's Road, Bly. Ipswich, as Alan reminded us today, the 13th of February between 10 and 2, a Weissen event at the Ipswich and District Radio Clubhouse. Operators will be setting up and demonstrating portable and base stations, along with portable masts, antennas and much, much more. VK2 Wyong Field Day, February 28. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club will participate in the John Moyle. That's March 20 and 21 at the Model Aero Club, Mosquito Creek. Redfest 2021 happens April 10. The Clareview Gathering, 30th of April to Monday morning, the 3rd of May. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club's Theresa Creek Campout is on from Friday the 28th till Sunday the 30th of May. And just about wrapping up the 2021 year will be a Lara meet in Bendigo, October 1 through 4. Now till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Thanks for listening to Q News.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.